And do attendance first. I'm here, Supervisor Floyd Frederick. Supervisor Nordigian.
Here.
Supervisor Maurer is excused. Supervisor Wanky.
Here.
Supervisor Beth.
Here.
And Supervisor Kubicki.
Present.
Thank you very much. We'll now open it up to citizen comments. Are there any citizen comments? Any citizen comments? Not seeing any. Yes, youth and governance attendance. I'm at a loss of names right now because I don't have it written down. Go ahead and just give us your names. Audrey Wilk is here today. Thank you, ma'am. And Shelby Jan. Jansen, gotcha. So both youth and governance is here. Thank you. All right, we open it up to citizen comments. We'll move forward from there. I do not have any reports. Are there any reports from committee members? Seeing no hands, we'll move forward to communications. Michelle, do you know if there was any communications?
I don't believe so.
Okay, thank you. Moving on to number six is approval of the minutes. If everybody's had a chance to look over it, I'll entertain a motion. Motion second. By Supervisor Kubicki. Where'd that second come
second.
From? Second by Supervisor Wanky. All those in favor?
Aye.
Hearing seven voices, I heard passes unanimously. We will now move on to Corporation Council and the review of their budget.
Thank you, Supervisor Berg. Can everyone hear me okay? For those of you new to the Legislative Committee, I want to caution you up front that this is almost certainly the most exciting part of the budget process you're going to get. The Office of the Corporation Counsel has a pretty straightforward budget. The vast majority of the money that's in there goes to salaries and personnel costs. In looking at this year's budget compared to last year, you will note that there were a couple of line items that I did decrease from last year. I made some small cuts based on the spending trends of the last 2 or 3 years. Nothing huge, but trying to reflect what we've actually been spending in terms of the requested amounts. Also, for those of you who have been on the committee before, you will note that in varying years, we take differing approaches to the account. I always think of it as outside counsel, and I got to remember what it's actually listed as. Legal fees. That's a line item for those legal expenses where we go to outside counsel. As you are probably aware, we do most of our work in-house, obviously, with the four attorneys. But there are instances where either because of a conflict or because a question comes up requiring highly specialized knowledge or experience, it just seems to make the most sense rather than trying to have the four of us generalists recreate the wheel to expend some money for that specialized knowledge. We have in varying years put $40,000 into that account and it rolls over because we might not touch it for 2 or 3 years at a time and then all of a sudden get hit with a number of things all in the same year. For example, 2020, where we looked to outside counsel to provide some guidance and assistance on some of the COVID-related issues that we've been dealing with, which encompasses obviously a pretty large universe of issues. The other two examples that came to mind immediately as I was preparing for tonight was You may recall a couple of months ago when we took up a resolution relating to the development at the former Dairyland Greyhound Park and the city's desire to do a development at that site. You may recall we had a memo from outside counsel that specializes in Native American and tribal law. That's a very discrete area of law that we were not going to be able to provide with the necessary expertise in the short amount of time that we had. We turned over a memo from them in about 48 hours so that the board had something that it could look at before voting on that proposal. And the third one that came up during this past year, and really over the last year and a half, again, you may also remember the substantial overhaul that we did of the adult establishment ordinance. Again, we went to outside counsel that looked at it thoroughly, vetted it, looked at all the developments in zoning law on that subject over the past few years, and worked with us closely in revamping that. So those are examples of the types of things that we sometimes go to outside counsel for. That money is in there. I don't believe we had a request for funds last year. If you actually run sort of the bottom line, if you will, the difference between the 2020 adopted budget and the 2021 requested budget is about $43,000. And again, when you factor in the $40,000 that we're asking for that outside counsel fund, that really, I mean, this is as close to a status quo budget as I think you're probably going to find during this budget year. The other thing I'll just point out, because it sometimes is a little confusing, particularly to people who are new to reviewing our office's budget. We do have an office of six people. It's four attorneys, it's two support staff. If you look in your budget, and I should have said before I started, I apologize, I believe it starts on page 313 of the budget book, and I apologize, I meant to say that when I started. If you look in the portion and see the organizational tree or organizational chart for the Corporation Counsel's office, you'll note that we are listed at 5.7 FTEs. That's because 0.15 of the first assistance position and 0.15 of one of the two support people is charged to a different account that deals with risk management and claims, because they liaise with our insurer on those issues. And it's just the way the budgeting turns out. So just so people, again, I sometimes get questions, you know, how is it we have 5.7 people in the office? We don't, we have six. It's just that a small part of their salaries is charged to a different account. With that, I'm certainly happy to answer any questions that there might be about the office budget proposal.
Supervisor Nardigian.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Do we see any lawsuits coming up, anywhere we're going to have to protect ourselves, anywhere with all this that's been going on from the county side, that we're going to be okay with this budget? If you put a little bit of extra, maybe considering it. I know we had some issues either last year or the year before that we threw into either the 2019 or 2020 budget based on some consideration of what was coming up. I'm sorry, I can't think of what it is, but or what it was, but anything like that coming up that may need to consider?
I mean, obviously, you know, that falls into the category of what was once famously referred to as the known knowns, the non known knowns, and the unknown unknowns. I'm not aware of anything directly on the horizon. That doesn't mean something couldn't come up. And if that were the case, and we were in a situation where we were in need of additional funds, I would work with the budget team and bring a request as necessary to the board.
Then I also noticed that under the medical insurance, it dropped without dropping the amount of people that we, I don't think we're dropping the amount of people that are serving.
Nope.
Do we just get better coverage insurance? Do we have a new insurance that's coming in at a cheaper price, or?
With the huge caveat that that's really a question you would need to ask the budget team, that's not a number that I have any control over. It's a number that's provided for me. It is my understanding that yes, we've realized savings as some of the steps that the county has taken in the insurance, and it came in lower for next year than was initially anticipated.
Seeing no other green flags, I will entertain a motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Kubicki, seconded by Supervisor Nordigan. Open it up to any further discussion. Seeing no green flags, all those in favor to approve, say aye.
Aye.
Any against? Hearing none, it's passed unanimously. And seeing that we have 3 minutes till the next one. Oh, I'm sorry. Youth and Governance. Two ayes from Youth and Governance also. Now, motion to adjourn by Supervisor Kubicki.
Second.
Second by Supervisor Wanky. All those in favor? Unanimously. Thank you.